Okay, so I'm going to start off with the physical aspects of being sexy by going through the copy of Style Watch that I picked up. It's the August 2008 copy. If you don't have a copy, you might want to go get one out. There's a lot of good information in here. We start off with the cover. We have Sarah Jessica Parker and Queen Latifah, two women that are different sizes and shapes, both of which are looking fabulous. Inside the magazine, Sarah Jessica Parker is seen wearing a variety of outfits, including dresses, jeans, and slacks. In each of these pictures, she's wearing heels. For a petite woman, wearing heels elongates the leg and makes her look taller. She also makes use of short jackets and vests, which give the illusion of a higher waistline and again, make the legs look a little longer, thus making her look a little taller. That is one of the keys for petites. Now, we also have Queen Latifah, who is a curvy woman in her own right. Most of the outfits we see her in have stitching or a decorative band around the bottom of the rib cage. This accentuates the smallest part of the body. The other thing that I found interesting is that one of her dresses has horizontal stripes. That's right, horizontal stripes. However, for this dress, there are two vertical lines which actually make her look skinnier. The dress isn't tight on her, but it hugs her curves enough so that those lines, those vertical lines, make her look really good. One of the other things that they do in the magazine is they provide a good example of how not to wear a belt in the Who Got It Right section. Look for all the different belts and sashes. In later podcasts, we'll cover creating that line to designate your waist or your smallest part. A lot of the examples in this magazine, they just put the belt in the wrong place. We also talk about this a lot in the book that I wrote. One thing I really like about this edition of the magazine is that they show where real people can buy good fashion. Let's face it, not everyone has $2,000 to spend on a Prada bag. I mean, if I'm going to spend $2,000, it better come with a keyboard or a remote. And if the only thing someone is looking at is your bag, then you've got some major wardrobe issues going on. Some of the lines and stores highlighted include Sarah Jessica Parker's Bitten line of clothing, along with Old Navy. By the way, I like Old Navy. Their clothes are pretty durable and usually within budget for a tightwad like myself. And the fashion isn't bad either. On the Girly Goodies Nothing Over $10 page, you can find Lolia perfume. I bought my wife some of their hand lotion a couple of years back after it appeared on the list of Oprah's favorite things. My wife loves the lotion and has given it as a gift for many of her friends. The hand lotion is not under $10, but if you want a sample of their scents, a $9 bottle of perfume is definitely reasonable. Now, you need to go through this magazine and find the Curvation ad. If you have any issues about your weight or your shape, you have to check out the woman in this ad. She's not a size 2, but it doesn't matter. She is projecting that sexy vibe I talked about in earlier podcasts.